So we'll go from there. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to How Humans and Systems Truly Operate and How We Can Change It. Now, this particular workshop is a continuation, but let's put it this way. It's a continuation from the first two. And we have done two other ones, one in February. And that one was called Navigating and Utilizing the Changes in 2019. That workshop basically allowed us to kind of understand how things work in the new year, ourselves, and so forth. So there was a lot covered in that point to kind of set the stage, I guess, for the changes and everything else that's happening this year and has happened and what led to it and so forth. So all of it is, you know, to get you ready for that. Then in March, we had another one called Understanding and Redesigning Our Human Experience. That looked at our human experience, understanding how that works, how we create it, and everything else. If you haven't seen the first two, they are available so that you can purchase the video and audio recordings to kind of bring you up to speed. So now we're into the third one, which is basically how humans and systems truly work and how to change it. Now, this one, you know, you're really quite brave to be here because in essence, it is a very powerful one and it actually uncovers a lot and it does go into a deeper state of understanding. So please understand that as we're going through it and whatever we're doing at this point in time, if you don't understand everything, that's okay. Just allow it just to be present, just to see whatever is being shared, whatever processes we do and so forth. The reason that you're provided the videos and audio recordings afterwards is that for you to repeat the process or to repeat what was shared, because each time it's like the layers of an onion skin. You're basically peeling back some of the resistance, some of the different blocks that are there and so forth. So each time that you re-listen to it, you get more content out of it. There's a deeper understanding. It also triggers yourself from a human perspective. At a mind level, it triggers you from a soul perspective in a sense where there is that recognition and also acknowledgement of those deeper understanding that you already have within you that is actually stimulated, and then from your human entity. So you're getting all of those parts coming in not only to alignment, but you're bringing it up. And this is the whole purpose of this workshop, is to raise your awareness, your consciousness. But the thing is, it's not what is shared that is actually doing this. I mean, yes, there is a lot there, but it's actually triggering your own internal knowing, your access point, your understanding that you already have. And I know all of us carry it, but all of us have, in one way or another, have engaged in the play of the game of life, which we call this human life and so forth, that has actually created certain levels of closure in or layers of lack of accessibility so that we would be able to get really lost into the human experience, which is great. And it's all part and parcel of everything that's playing out. And there's nothing that, you know, was skewed or anything of that nature, even though it looks that way. And even though it has been in one way or another presented in that way. And we were going to go through the whole process of everything that we're going to cover through this workshop. There's going to be a lot of content, a lot of processes, whatever is going to be required. I mean, this is for you. This is an opportunity for you to advance and to make shifts in yourself. Now, the only reason that you are here is because you wanted to be here. You were guided to be here. And this is why you're tuning in. So don't feel that in some way that you have to understand every little thing the first time around, because in essence, that's just the ego mind saying, oh, can't understand it. Abort, 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 throw it all out. And that's how it likes to do things. But in essence, you're already at that next level. And this is why I said, this is in a way a brave move to be on this one, because in essence, this kind of takes it to the next level. And we will have others along the way, but this one here really will set the pace, because there's a lot going on right now in our systems and in the way things work and how the understanding of how creation, stepping in and out of bodies and whatever else is going on, which some clarity at this point in time will be very instrumental to assist you in moving forward in ways that, you know, you're ready for. The thing is, you're not going to be doing anything that you're not ready for. You're the one that's activating every part of your experience. It's not your environment. Now, yes, you are being shoved, you are being pushed, but that's energetically. And the thing is, depending on where you're at, you will feel the intensity of whatever is playing out energetically and otherwise. So in essence, it's not like you're being pushed into something that you're not ready for or that you are resisting in a sense where, okay, I don't want any part of this. No, that parts of you, basically from your own overall consciousness, your soul consciousness, your human entity consciousness have agreed to for you to go to these next levels. So therefore, it's utilizing the energies that are being transmitted to create those changes within you. And it actually stimulates. Now, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I feel a lot of emotions, a lot of programs coming up, a lot of stories and so forth. That's all part and parcel of the whole thing, because in essence, that's how you bring up all the old programs, belief systems and so forth that you've taken on and utilized as part of your journey. But now you're stepping into another level of your journey. You're expanding it. Therefore, you can't carry any of that. And that's the part that needs to go. And those are the parts that are coming to the surface. Those are the parts that are being, you know, challenged in a way, if you want to call it that. Now, the challenging is not to make things challenging. The challenging in this perspective at this point in time is really more of bringing it to the surface. So in essence, a lot of people like to look at the idea that if I'm not pushed, if I'm not feeling that challenge, I'm not going to make a change. And that is true for many, many people. So in essence, what happens is we go through that whole process of feeling a challenge just to keep us on pace. Now, as the new waves come in and all that other stuff that's going on, we feel that the intensities are there. But those intensities are really what we're calling in and wanting to utilize to shift us and to move us forward. We've agreed to shift from wherever we are to go into the different stages, which I will talk about, show, and explain how all of that works throughout the workshop. So in essence, all of those choices that you have made from all different perspectives are coming into alignment. And this is why everything that is playing out the way it is. We are not in any way, shape, or form stopping any part of it. I'm just going to hold on for a sec. Okay, sorry about that. So anyways, just to carry on. So whatever is playing out at this point in time is all instrumental and we've called it forth. So let's take a look. What are we going to do on this workshop? We're going to look at how things really work and the design and the processes taking place so that we have an understanding what is really taking place. I've heard it many, many, many times, and I'm sure you've heard it many times. Human nature is this way or that way or something of that nature. So in essence, we have to have all these systems, checks and bounds to keep it because human nature is destructive. Human nature is this or that. So we're going to look at some of that aspect of how it works and everything that we've brought in as part of our systems and so forth and been part of everything that's been playing out in regards to when we're talking about, when we're talking about all the unfoldments that are taking place at this point in time. So we understand things more in detail. We're also going to look at the mechanics of us as humans, the world, the systems, and what we have created and what we have given so much power and been holding into place, because in essence, we feel or felt as part of our experience and using forward that is important and that's integral, that it needs to be there. So we will take a look at all of that and make shifts around that and get a deeper understanding of all of how that all works. We also were looking at how did we get here and why are we here? Big question. Huge. People want to know, why am I here? Well, how did I get here? What choices did I have? Because a lot of us don't remember, don't even recall any part of it and saying, well, you know, did I just get dropped off or did I, you know, have this experience come into place at this point in time? outside of my realm and so forth. And some people believe that we get hijacked and we are, you know, recycled or forced into reincarnation and so forth and whatever else. We're going to look at all of that and get a deeper understanding. What changes are making, are happening on the planet at this time that's different, and the changes that are coming through. So the changes that have been leading up to things and the changes that are coming through, we're going to take a look at all of that. And there's going to be much more that we're going to go into depth. But before we do that, we're going to do a process at this point in time. And the process is to bring us present in the moment. And I know I've talked about this many times. Many other people have talked about it, even Eckhart Tolle. In essence, to be present in the moment. As much as we say that and we share it with one another, we find it that is difficult at many times, because in essence, we get our minds so wrapped up and we have a lot of our artificial intelligent ego programming that's keeping us scattered all over the place. And the other thing is not only bringing ourselves our attention in the moment and to be present, we're also bringing every aspect of ourselves back into what we are experiencing present in that stuff. So in fact, I've talked about this in the past, where if you are focusing at different parts, you are creating fragmentation of yourself. So your attention, your energy, your connection to, say, an event that happened a while ago, or what's happening in someplace else in your home or a business or wherever you are, your friendships or whatever it is. And if your mind is wandering here and there, you're creating fragmented energy. So you're creating links. So you're having many, many channels of different things coming in. How many of us have felt that, you know, we're floating from one thought to another thought, from one scene to another scene, to seeing ourselves, you know, at work, or then we see ourselves in the family, then we see ourselves in the relationship, then we see ourselves with something else or whatever project that we're working on, and we're all over the place. So not only are we fragmenting our attention, we're also fragmenting our energies. So by bringing ourselves in the moment to be fully present, then what we're doing is recollecting all of that. And not only that part of it, we also will go through the process, in the same process, to let go of all of the attachments and everything else that we've carried. So the baggage that we're carrying, the past, whatever happened, happened. Everything is perfect. And at this point in time, in your presence, you can look at whatever the situation is currently and adjust accordingly. You're not going to be one way or another based on the fact of the past. Now, the other beauty of being in the present, it really offsets the power and the capacity of the ego artificial intelligence, because basically it loves to be in the past. It loves to be fragmented, because that keeps you busy, keeps you not moving forward, not present wherever you are, and not able to actually change much, because in essence, it can keep you stuck in the past by just having those sequences of thoughts and attentions scattered all over the place. So you see how all of that takes place. So what we're doing at this point in time is to align ourselves, to bring ourselves in the moment, connect and be present. So therefore, you're in the most powerful state. And what does that mean? In that powerful state, you are the actual creator. You're not outside of your creation. You are the creator, not feeling that you are living somebody else's creation or some other deity's creation or something else's creation, that you are now in the driver's seat of your own creation by being in this moment. And by being present, you're also accessing all levels of consciousness, so you create new levels of consciousness based on everything that you've gotten up to this point in time without searching the past or trying to project the future. Because in essence, you can't project a future that is in alignment while you're focusing on the past or looking at it at this present moment with this accessibility. What can I create? You have to understand, you create whatever's present at that moment, and then the next moment opens up to you for the next. So this is what part of the process is. The other thing we're going to be doing in the process is we're going to connect all the souls. We're going to connect the group, basically, and allow the energies to be shared. So we are very supportive, in essence. So if you're online right now, you're watching this and so forth, whatever's taking place, we connect everybody. And when we do that, when we are connecting everyone at this point in time, we're also looking at, in essence, that we also share experiences, know-hows, and so forth to the degree that is beneficial. It's not that you're going to take on anybody else's burden and so forth. So we're actually just sharing experiences and so forth that we can plug into our experience and enhance and move things a lot quicker. Plus, we have the support of energy, because a lot of people feel that they're alone. You know, they're walking alone. They basically don't have other playmates at this point in time or any point in time in their lives. So they feel that, oh, you know, I'm getting to a level of consciousness and so forth and moving forward in such a way that, you know, my playmates are disappearing. All the ones that I used to play with, all the ones that I used to be able to connect with at that point in time, start to move away. And then I feel that I'm on the journey alone. So this is part of the process to connect and create that community. And we're connecting the souls, we're connecting the human entities together and our own consciousness. So that's the other part of the process that we're going to do. And then the very last part, for about 5 or so minutes, we're going to go into silence and we're going to connect with the energies that are being transmitted. And that is just to ground you, prepare you, and to bring you to another level so that we can start the workshop in a very powerful way and be able to utilize everything that's shared and all the other processes that we'll be doing. So that's the process that we're going to be doing at this time. And I just wanted to kind of cover all of that and set the stage around that so you have an understanding of how things go. Now, what I suggest as we're going through it, just relax, be present with all parts of it, including the process that we're going to do, and I will guide you through that process. But in essence, throughout the whole workshop, just be relaxed, allow yourself to just be present with what is shared, what energies are coming through, what connections that are being established, and so forth. There's absolute perfection. You are here. You're ready. Everything is in alignment in ways that is completely suited for your highest good. Now, it doesn't matter how many people are online right now. Everybody will get exactly what is custom tailored for themselves. It's not a cookie cutter arrangement here. You will get exactly what you need and stimulate whatever you need to kind of put you on a certain path. But whatever gets started today, and whatever has already been started, it only complements it and will continue. This is not like a one-shot deal here. It will continue. So we're not going to be in a situation where you know, whatever we get done today, that's where it ends. No. We start a whole process, energies change and so forth. We create openings and things, and everything continues to move. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do the process. So make yourself comfortable while I get things set up for a moment.